British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is facing growing pressure to release a report into Russian interference in British politics before Parliament formally shuts down today ahead of next month's general election. Downing Street says it won't be releasing the Russia report until after the December 12 poll, prompting accusations of a cover-up.
What is Downing Street so worried about? Why would they not welcome an official report into attempted Russian interference in the 2016 referendum, whether successful or otherwise? And I fear it is because they realise that this report will lead to other questions about the links between Russia and Brexit and with the current leadership of the Tory party, which risks derailing their election campaign.
That's the Shadow Foreign Secretary, Emily Thornberry, speaking there in the House of Commons. Lord Peter Ricketts is the UK's former National Security Advisor and Chair of the Joint Intelligence Committee, and he joins us from London. Welcome to Breakfast.
Good morning.
Is it your view that the British government is deliberately sitting on this report?
Well, it seems to be, yes. I mean, I'm not a suspicious person, but there is no good reason for the Prime Minister not to release this report. This comes from the very respected Intelligence and Security Committee of Parliament, which can see all the sensitive information available. It writes its reports to Number 10. Then there's a careful process to take out anything that might have security concerns. That's been done by the intelligence agencies. They're happy with the text, we're told. So the only thing now is a formal sign-off from the Prime Minister, and that should have happened before the election.
There are, though, senior figures within the government saying there's nothing unusual about this process taking the time that it's taking.
Well, I think there is. This is an unusual delay. And even if it did mean the Prime Minister having to speed up a bit, for heaven's sake, this is a report into Russian manipulation of public opinion and electoral processes, as we understand it. What could be more timely than to have that published just as we start a general election campaign in this country? It is crucial in terms of timing that it should come out now. Publishing it after the general election makes it much less useful in terms of transparency for what the Russians, you know, may be planning to do.
10 Downing Street, though, I understand, is maintaining that the delay is due to the need for the report to be extensively scrutinised for reasons of national security. It sounds from what you're saying like you believe most of that process is already complete.
Yeah, the chairman of our Intelligence and Security Committee has said that this report went to the intelligence agencies in March. So they've had 6 months, they've crawled through it, they've made whatever exclusions they need to for national security. It's now a fully vetted document on the Prime Minister's table, ready to send out. So I cannot think, and I've been the National Security Advisor, I cannot think what is the reason for delay, and therefore people are suspicious, as you heard in that clip from the Shadow Foreign Secretary. I don't know whether there's anything in the report that the government should be worried about, but they've certainly gone about it in a way that creates suspicion.
Can you tell us what the intelligence dossier was, in fact, investigating?
Well, I haven't seen it, of course. What we are told is it is a broad-ranging investigation into Russia's practice of subversion and manipulation of public opinion. I think not just in the UK, I think they've looked more widely. So it's not just focused on electoral processes, but one supposes it looked back at the evidence of perhaps Russian manipulation of the referendum vote here in 2016 and probably other polls as well. So there's a lot of, clearly, I haven't seen the report, but I think there's a lot of very relevant material to a country that is just going into an election campaign. Could also be of great interest to Britain's other allies as well, who also need to protect their democratic process.
How likely is it, though, that this dossier names or identifies individuals that are working for Russia in some capacity in the UK, cultivating relationships? Because from what I read, that's the clear suspicion and might provide reason for some in the British government to want to avoid this stuff being made public.
Well, you and I are both having to speculate about a document that we haven't seen. I don't know how much specific detail it goes into, but I do know that anything the Intelligence and Security Committee will have said is carefully based on evidence. They'll have weighed their judgments. Those judgments will have been checked by the intelligence agencies to make sure that they don't reveal any methods and sources of gathering intelligence. So I can't think of why on earth this document shouldn't be put out. If it is because somebody in Number 10 doesn't want us all to see the material in it, then that is a real scandal. ahead of the election. If it's a question of process, that ought to be sorted out. If it's more deliberate political decision not to reveal it, then I think that's very serious indeed.
If Russian government operatives in the UK had been cultivating relationships at the highest level of the current government, would you want to know that? Should the public know about that?
Absolutely. I think we're entitled to know that. I think the time for it to come out is before there is a general election, when the people have to decide on who's going to rule this country in very difficult and turbulent times for the next 5 years. Yes, I think it's crucial. There's a crucial public interest in knowing it now that the document has been security vetted by the agencies.
Is there a risk in the absence of this document being released that it creates an environment in which rumours can grow, in which they can gain currency and therefore start to overtake the evidence itself during the election campaign?
Yes, indeed, you're quite right, and you can see it happening already. I mean, the sort of exchanges that have been in British Parliament in the last few days show that there is suspicion. And this is all happening in a climate here of enormous lack of trust in political figures, and that's part of all the chaotic Brexit process that is going on. But just at a time when trust in politics is low and people are quick to suspect motives, whether or not they're there, to handle this report at this time in such an evasive way seems to me to be fueling public suspicion and lack of confidence in the trust of politicians. I can't think that's in anybody's interest.
Listeners waking up here in Australia this morning won't have watched exchanges in the British Parliament as closely as you have in recent days. What are you referring to there in terms of the exchanges?
Well, we've had the very respected chairman of our Intelligence and Security Committee, Dominic Grieve, now on repeated occasions in the last few days, standing up in the House of Commons, saying there is no reason why this report can't be released. It's been through all the right processes. Why is the government not putting it out? And if it is not, then we are entitled to suspicions, that there's some ulterior motive. And all we get back is, as you said, government spokesman saying, we are going through the normal processes, as if this is just a routine process matter, and that the processes will take their course and we'll publish in due course. And that is not an answer that is giving anyone confidence that this has been looked at properly in the public interest way.
Does that call into doubt, the sanctity of this general election process then?
Well, I think it leaves a question mark over what the government knows, which is set out in this report, about Russian manipulation of our referendum in 2016, perhaps of other elections. We had a general election here in 2017, and which we've seen in other countries, those suspicions running. So, yes, until this report is issued, the suspicions will run around that it has something quite dramatic to say about Russian manipulation. Now, it may not. But the way it's been handled is going to leave that suspicion until it's published. So there's only now a few hours before our parliament dissolves in preparation for the election. I still hope the government will put it out. I'm beginning to lose faith that they will.
How would you characterise Boris Johnson in his handling of this right now?
I think it's been extremely inept. That's the most generous assumption, is that it's been inept. That it's got buried, that it's been a question of process, it hasn't been given the proper priority. There are worse conclusions that you can draw about the government trying to, as it were, censor this committee of parliament because there is something in the report they don't want published. I have no basis for saying that, but that I can understand why people are getting suspicious about that.
Lord Peter Ricketts, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Lord Peter Ricketts is the UK's former National Security Advisor and Chair of the Joint Intelligence Committee.